Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new release by Brooklyn-based saxophonist and composer Tim Byrne. Kevin says Byrne is one of the underrated composers and bandleaders in contemporary jazz, and that this new album really shows off his strengths.
Saxophonist Tim Byrne came up on New York's so-called downtown scene 30 years ago. That scene's known for postmodern jump cutters like John Zorn, who'd leap from one style to another in the space of a beat. But Byrne went another way. He's fascinated by gradual transitions. In his music, improvisers take their time, wending their way from theme to theme over a long, continuous set. That's one of the shortest transitions on Tim Byrne's album Insomnia, a lost and found live recording from 1997, now out on the Clean Feed label. The music sounds so fresh, that 14-year wait is barely worth mentioning. It's pre-stood the test of time. Byrne plays in all sorts of combos, but the sound here is more sumptuous than usual, owing to expanded resources. Eight pieces include a string trio of violin, cello, and bass, augmented by a rhythm instrument rare in improvised music. Mark Ducrey plays acoustic 12-string guitar with a woody, steely, ringing sound. Here's Ducrey with trumpeter Bikita Carroll, bassist Mike Formanek, and drummer Jim Black. Tim Byrne likes very long pieces where players drop in and out. The shorter of two suites on his new Insomnia runs half an hour. But he brings a keen sense of proportion to the music, even when the players spend far more time inching between melodies than playing those lovely themes themselves. The tunes are sturdy bridge piers, supporting the improvisations that span them. Early on, Byrne learned from his mentor Julius Hempel the power of majestic long tones and of taking your time in a music where players often hurry. Tim Byrne's written lines are dissonant but orderly. Their strong shapes are ready-made for improvised paraphrase. Sometimes, a renegade soloist will spin variations right over the melody, so you get the tune and improvisation at the same time. I love the undulating texture of Tim Byrne's octet sound, as Chris Speed's clarinet melds with violin, and violin with cello, and cello with Byrne's alto sax, and his baritone sax with bass. That blurring of timbres adds an air of mystery, like ghostly figures passing through long exposure photographs. But the progress of Byrne's long suites is like a road novel, full of picaresque or elliptical episodes, with heroes who end up far from where they started. Or put it yet another way, Tim Byrne is a master of slow cooking. He keeps you waiting, but it's worth it.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com and the author of the book Why Jazz? A Concise Guide. He reviewed Tim Byrne's new album Insomnia on the Clean Feed label. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Jenny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Roberta Shirok directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from LendingTree, providing multiple loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. From the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness. On the web at MelvilleTrust.org. And from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is NPR.
Photojournalists Greg Marinovich and Joao Silva were filming the Civil War in South Africa when they became known as part of the Bang Bang Club. Their memoir has been adapted into a new film. On the next Fresh Air, we talk with them about war zone photography. Marinovich was shot and wounded four times. Silva lost his legs in a landmine explosion in Afghanistan last fall. Join us.